done, baby.
I don't want them and they don't want me.
Check it. Your face would be so red right now, Miss Light Skin.
No.
Your nephew Darius in this thing was good.
Guess who mentioned that?
Who did?
Dre. Damn, I ain't even supposed to say that nigga name. Oh shit!
It's your auntie's favorite nephew.
What it do, what it motherfucking does. It's your man's ride to dime, baby.
Yes, sir. It's your favorite nephew Darius, and this is your auntie's favorite nephews. And we got family. We got a guest.
Hey, hey, what's happening?
Y'all gonna introduce me? I'm gonna introduce
myself. Yeah, yeah. I didn't want you to talk. Came in smooth as hell.
Hey, hey.
Right, do your thing.
Smooth. I thought you had an intro for me. Y'all ain't okay.
We normally do, but you just kind of you came in smooth.
Yeah, okay, well, like yeah. Hey, y'all. It's Courtney. I'm in this thing.
What it do, cousin Courtney?
So glad for y'all to have me today.
You feel me? Look, we glad to have you. We scheduled this out like a month ago. You know what I'm saying? How you doing it, do?
What's
happening? Well, hell yeah. How's everybody week been thus far?
The week been straight. No complaints. Fixing on a new crib. That's pretty much it for me.
Okay.
I don't think nothing major happened.
Okay.
You?
I don't care.
You?
What about you, Queen?
I actually recently moved as well. So I was just getting the crib together.
Now I'm intrigued. How was that moving process? Was it real smooth? Was it... did you find old shit that you end up throwing away doing?
I should have thrown away a lot of clothes because I just got too many clothes. I don't know what the fuck to do with them. But okay. Other than that, it was pretty smooth.
Okay.
It was my first apartment, first big girl shit going on.
Okay. You know, you feel me? You got your internet in yet?
I do have my internet in.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you in there for sure.
In there.
For
what else I need? Yeah. You feel me? I need a cable. I ain't got no cable. Y'all got cable?
Hell no.
Because I thought I was cheap.
I got cable.
Oh, okay. You got cable.
Hulu, Netflix. What else? Amazon Prime.
Disney.
Goddamn Disney Plus.
I might as well have cable. I got all that shit.
Yes, I done did it.
Oh, well, all right, how was your week? Oh, yeah, my week was pretty smooth. You know what I'm saying? I been moving around a lot. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, just a lot of dog shit. A lot of dog shit. And
dog shit? Explain. Because dog shit could go different ways.
Look, in every way. You feel me? I mean, dog shit in every way. But I breed bullies. So, you know what I'm saying? I got some puppies coming up within the next week. I just did a breeder earlier today. So, I've been moving a lot. I'm a little tired.
How's that process? What do you got to do?
It's kind of long. You feel me? So, first off, you got to find a dog that complement your dog. You know what I'm saying? You know, because the whole purpose is to make a better dog. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Essentially a perfect dog, but there's no dog that's perfect, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this process for me started like 5 months ago. You know, I got to put money down to reserve dog come, you know? Yeah. Look. Hey, that pay bills, baby. Wow. You know, but yeah, and you know, it could cost from hundreds to thousands, you know, and hell yeah. So I started this 5 months ago and now, you know, it's go time.
That's she took the one you want.
We gonna know in the next month.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, they did the nasty to her. Yeah, the vet.
Oh, okay.
You know,
it's
a real wild process that I'm leaving out for you. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Insemination.
Yes. Okay. But yeah, that's my life, fun. Though. That's dog my breeding. Life, though. So let's get into it with you. Public relations.
Mm-hmm.
Look, break that down to me.
Public relations is everything you could think of. And it's so hard to explain because it encompasses so much. Like, y'all can hire PR for this. Y'all can hire PR for the clothes you got on. Like, anything. It's just the, you know, the maintaining of your image.
Okay.
Pretty much. That's the best way I can use to explain it. Because
like an image consultant?
It's more to it than that. Like, there's media relations involved. There's, like... crisis management involved. You got some old tweets. Y'all got some bullshit. Y'all done tweeted.
For sure.
Y'all hire a publicist to go ahead and get y'all, you know.
Get a good statement.
Mm-hmm. actually preventative. If you're going to hire a publicist to clean your shit up before you make it and people go back and read your old bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, there's different publicists for different type of roles of PR, but it's so, a little bit of everything.
Can you give me an example of somebody that probably did not have a PR?
Oh, man. People been fooling lately. The first person I can think about.
Stupid question.
No, that's a great question. Who I think right now could use a nice publicist is Miss B. Simone.
Ooh, I wanted to jump into that. Yeah.
Miss B. Simone could use a publicist right about now because not even just with her, like, opinions, but, like, just the work that she does and, like, the scandal she kind of went through with her last little book thing.
Yeah,
that was some bullshit.
Was it like a pamphlet or some shit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Getting very much Pinterest, very much. Mm. Yeah. So that's somebody I can think of right at the back that could use a publicist right about now.
Okay. So could she use one at this moment as well, like, based on some of the statements that she's...
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially if she want to do some shit like that again. Like, in preventative, so it won't be nothing like that moving forward. Absolutely.
Would a publicist work? I mean, in her sense, I think she just talk a lot. So how can a publicist stop a person from talking?
The thing about it, you cannot control your talent. You cannot control your client. Okay. But the most important thing is to create a relationship where they trust you enough so you won't get on that bitch talking crazy and doing dumb shit because you have such a good relationship with your publicist that they telling you, like, that's not a good idea, and they take your word for it. You feel me? So it's all about relationship building over trying to control somebody and say what you can and can't do.
Okay. All right, that's deep. Mm-hmm. So how did you end up getting into this? Did you have, like, a mentor? Was it somebody that inspired you?
Well, I studied this undergrad. I first started off in broadcast journalism. I thought I wanted to be a sports commentator after I got done.
Okay,
hooping.
So yeah. That's why I said you came on so smooth. You said, yeah, what's up? How you doing? It's your girl. In this day. You feel me? Like, oh.
So I knew I wanted to be in this field one way or another in comms or like journalism or one way, but I ended up going to PR route once I learned more about it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of hooping, you did used to hoop in college.
I did.
So now they got like transgenders hooping with women. How do you feel about that? And you cool with getting dunked on by a nigga with a wig? Because I was very much Joanna shit on all that.
I mean, that's a touchy subject just because it's about that or whatever. But if you identify...
She about to use some real smooth words.
Niggas try to get me with the transgender. Let me navigate through this real quick.
Right.
But you know, let me get my politically correct.
Right. We got to work a little harder. This right. is
fill up my drink. Where the strong stuff at?
Okay. But I mean, if you identify as a woman, shit, get out there and dunk that bitch. Like, you
for
know
real?
What I'm saying?
Fuck
get out there and do your thing. I ain't gonna be mad at you.
So if you were still playing, would you be upset or would you, like, you know, would you be like, oh, we might
have to guard this big bitch, right? I mean, the thing about it is that there's women that will like plan. At the D1 level, you play against women who are 6'6", 6'7", just off the dribble. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it don't even matter, like, how people identify. It's beasts as women out here hooping. Like, we played Michigan State. It was a girl, like, 6'7", like,
damn,
hooping. Like, so
that's
a
whole nigga right there. That's two of them.
Like, I really gave you all the work for real in here. But... You know, why y'all so quiet after I said that?
No. We just taking it in.
Oh,
okay.
I'm just trying to paint the picture because I mean, I would be sick as fuck if my daughter was going against a big ass nigga. Like it was a news. I think in Indiana, a nigga that ran track. He was like cold, but he wasn't the top of his thing. So the next season, tossed on a wig, blowing women out, set records and everything. So
really?
That'd be
fascinating.
So I'm just imagine like, all right, you play for the in D1. Imagine like a cold ass D2 nigga, and you know
you're not really doing much in his league.
Yeah, but he, and then he throw a wig on, play for a D1 school and dominate 45 on y'all. That loss was
no matter sucked. How you break it down, she down with it.
She got the good answer. She
yeah.
Like, look, I'm an athlete. I'm competitive. Right that nigga. Like.
So I had this interesting conversation with my homeboy earlier mm-hmm. this week. This is a total twist of topics. How do y'all eat y'all spaghetti?
Like the flavor or like how do we technically eat
it? I mean, so we got into a heated debate.
Okay.
Because he boils his noodles and have it separated, and then he have his sauce and his other shit.
Mm-mm. Oh, he's a white folks noodle. Okay, yeah. Like the sauce be separate from the
ladies
noodle.
Go personal.
Chicho.
Okay, we rolling him out.
You can go ahead with your answer.
I'm not prepared that way. Like, this is how the white folks do it. Yeah. They put the sauce and then the noodles be different. Like, yeah. That's definitely not of our culture. So I can't really agree with that.
So I definitely don't fuck with it like that. Like, I had it before, but I feel like the noodle got to marinate in the sauce.
In the sauce, absolutely.
Coagulated.
You're just eating sauce and noodles. It's no longer spaghetti. It's no longer a full, complete dish.
Yeah.
It's not good.
It's too many steps.
Yeah.
It is. We all know spaghetti tastes better the next day.
Mm-hmm. So what, you gonna eat just dry noodles the next day? If you, that's the, you know what I'm saying? Like,
run out of sauce.
Right. Run out of sauce. It's a wrap.
We need to be able to proportion this motherfucker like first, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I had a teammate that used to hate that when people put sliced cheese on top of that shit. I'm a sliced cheese girl. I like to put it on top, but she hates that. It's always about like the shredded on top. Which y'all think about the Parmesan? What type of cheese y'all going for?
Hold on. Cheese on what?
On spaghetti.
On spaghetti? Oh, sliced.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It depends on what kind of cheese I got left in the fridge, you know?
I mean,
if
like,
I got shredded, I'm going shredded. Yeah, but if it's sliced,
it just, okay.
Yeah, if I got like some shredded cheddar, I'm still putting cheese on the spaghetti. You feel me? You know, like, it got a hit. You feel me?
Barbecue sauce.
Now, check
you
this
ever
right.
You throw some Sweet Baby Ray's in your spaghetti?
You know what? Yeah. And I was holding this back.
Oh, my God. That's too many flavors.
Have y'all ever just squirted just a little bit of ranch in that bitch?
Oh, no. You took it too far, bro.
The barbecue sauce.
Oh no, barbecue sauce.
But the ranch?
No. Yeah, you playing games. It ain't supposed to. You change the color.
I'm just joking. Hey, this is testing y'all.
Oh, the cool. Nasty ass. Hell no.
Look, so this week, right?
Oh, we got an audience member in the hallway. What up, bro?
Audience member?
No. I'm like my stupid ass.
I made a blooming onion this week.
Okay. Like the Outback blooming onion?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Y'all ain't fucking with me. That's all I wanted to let y'all know.
How you make it? You bought like
a
little onion
butter? Nah. Come on, boy. Twisted that bitch around. You feel me? Had to butterfly it out looking like a little blossom. You feel me?
Hmm.
Fried that bitch. I ain't got no pictures, but y'all just got to take my word
for
it.
How was it? Was it good?
It was quite delicious. Hmm. You know, I can see where I can improve at. You know, but you know what I'm saying? But I still killed the whole thing. You feel me? You know.
That's what's up.
I'm growing out here.
Earlier in this week, Halle Berry made some comments about child support. Mm.
Oh, what'd she say?
She paid like $1,600 a month.
That's it?
I'm sorry, $16,000 a month.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm saying my fucking
yeah. Right.
Wait,
yeah.
She pays child support?
Yeah.
Baby daddy?
Ex-husband. They was married for a few years. They got a 12-year-old daughter. She paid.
Oh, wow. So he has custody?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So she was just voicing her, I guess, disdain for that. She said she
feel like a nigga now, huh?
Yeah, she feel bad.
She feel like
this
nigga out here, huh?
Yeah.
What did she say? She was just like, fuck child support?
Just like,
he ain't shit.
She wasn't saying he ain't shit. She was just saying, like, you know, she feel for people that have to pay child support. And she feel like he using that to, like, live his life. It ain't really for the kid.
I mean every rapper baby mama story
you
ever in the world. Yeah. Like,
we going crack, bro. I got into it with somebody on Facebook this week, bro, about child support.
Mm. Y'all got kids? No, I don't got no kids either. Thank God.
Yeah, you know, we don't. But yeah, I forgot. We didn't argue so much. I forgot the original statement the motherfucker made. But
you commented on that shit. You was like, look, I had to
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of like a troll. But, you know, I just like to test people's intelligence because you're just not going to tell me anything. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, outside of that, how do you personally feel about the comments that's being made about Russell Wilson and
what was that? What they saying about him? They always talking about him. What they say this time?
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, the type of women they have or something?
Mm-hmm. Were they like a simp or like they like
the simp culture?
I love me a good simp. Don't play.
You know you a good simp.
I love me a good simp.
You I know you like Flo Mask, baby. Yeah. Shit, me too.
You can't go wrong.
Michael B. Jordan is a simp as well.
Yeah, for fucking with Lori Harvey. Did you listen to
Boosie shit? But how did that make Michael B. Jordan a simp,
bro? Because he going overboard for a streeter.
A streeter? How is she considered a streeter?
Because she been passed around like a hot potato. Like who? In kindergarten.
Nah.
I mean, I see your tactic, but you know.
Passed around.
She had.
What do y'all know about Diddy. This woman?
She was fucking with Diddy and his son.
Rich niggas getting money, no kids.
That's cool.
Absolutely, she's living the dream. If I could only wish to accomplish as much as she has.
Let me ask you this question. You may have heard this question before.
Okay.
What is a product on the market that gets used and retains its value?
A product that gets used and retain. You about to, this about to be like a metaphor.
No, expensive shit.
Yeah.
Rolexes.
That increases
that's
value.
That's not a product that gets used.
Yeah, you wear it, motherfucker, then you can resell it for, am I right?
I mean, gold, period, right?
What's them bags that people be tripping? Birkins.
Yeah,
them
those increase in value.
And they increase in value.
Yeah.
I didn't see this one coming, Doug. Doug, help!
It's all kind of shit that don't depreciate.
Absolutely. Everything doesn't depreciate.
They gotta have different grades and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're saying a cheap product.
I mean, one of them is a precious metal that's going to be here forever. Right, hold on, right? You want this bag? I got my argument. I just needed a second. Right. Throw this back.
Think it out loud real quick.
You feel me? Gold is going to be here until this motherfucker explodes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Which might not be too long from now based on how I shit.
But because when niggas get like fancy chains and shit, that lose value.
It loses value. And as soon as you ice out your gold, Rolex, all that shit, you lose value.
But the gold, you know what I'm saying? Because it can always be melted.
Mm-hmm.
You can only be melted so much till you turn to dirt. You know what I'm saying? You know, not you specifically. I'm just thinking in general. Yeah. You feel me? But to answer the question that I asked you, nothing. So you know, it's cool that Lori Harvey is out here. But see, the thing is, this is what made Michael B. Jordan in the simp. Well, this is why people look at him as a simp.
Okay.
He doing the most.
What's the most? Treating a woman nice?
I mean, like, yeah. She don't, like...
the most is being a decent human being?
First off, every woman do not deserve to be treated nice.
Why you feel that way?
Because, like, if everybody deserves to be treated nice, what's up?
Do you deserve to be treated nice?
I deserve to be treated like royalty. Mm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But some women don't.
I mean, what
do you use to determine who deserves to be treated nicely? What are your criteria?
Conversation, you know what I'm saying? Your goals.
Oh, so she say something that you don't like, that bitch a throwaway.
I mean, no, not necessarily. If it makes sense, I rock with you. But if you just saying shit, it just, you know, like, it's like a broken firework. You just want to run away from it. You feel me?
Okay, so you said conversation and what else?
Conversation, upbringing. You got to see the potential.
So if they didn't, you know, they didn't maybe have the best upbringing, they not worthy of being treated nice?
I mean, upbringing plays a vital role in somebody's life.
But how they deserve to be treated, that's one of them.
and a combination of things. Like, you know, it's not this solely. You feel me? But, you know, a nice little combination of things. You feel me? Like, how many... Are you good at just holding something down? Well, how long have you had your last job?
Oh, shit, I've been there for 45 days.
Well, bitch, you're 28. You can't be out here playing it crazy.
As you can see, my co-host needs a publicist.
This nigga wild. Leave your business card.
A couple of them. What's your email on that?
Oh, man.
Pass the drink.
Yeah. You did it.
All right, man. You're a nut. It's all pulled up. Speaking of, I guess, another person that need a publicist, but I don't think so. It's this actress. She used to be an MMA fighter. She was on a Disney show, a new Star Wars show, whatever. She just got fired because she's a Trump supporter, and she said along the lines of, the Trump supporters are starting to be treated like the Jews were before, like the Holocaust. Like,
what platform she tweeted this? She said this? Or
I think she probably, I don't know how she put it out there, but I know that her comments got her fired. Basically, because like, all right, so she was trying to compare before, like, Hitler just like mass, I guess, killed all the Jews out there. They the neighbors was turning on them. If you was a Jew next door, you know, we stopped fucking with y'all because y'all got the thing. Basically, that's how they was treated, whatever the fuck. But so she ended up getting fired for her comments on Jews. I really personally, I guess I need a publicist because I don't give a fuck about Jews' problems.
Here he go.
Let me go.
Let me
dive into why I said, but I'm not, cause they gonna get us next. This black home. I ain't worried about no Jews coming for us.
It's a white network, nigga.
Let me keep going. And if we gotta edit it, let me get my piece out. The Holocaust was from 1941 to 1945. Okay, for 4 years, a couple million Jews got
open season.
A couple million. Slavery from 1619 to present, with all the bullshit that we had to go through.
1865,
that was on paper, because it was still niggas down south. When the fuck Juneteenth happened? They didn't get word, all that bullshit. You say one thing about some Jews, from a couple million of them niggas that died for four fucking years.
A couple million is a lot of niggas,
bro. Million, how many millions, hundreds of millions of slaves?
How many?
Hundreds of millions.
Oh, no, nigga. I don't know about to go
more,
for that. Nigga,
it's more. You know it's more. They was going through that shit.
I don't know the exact number, Darius.
I don't know the exact number at this moment. Can somebody Google it? You got a laptop. I don't fucking know. It was.
I don't know about hundreds of millions, because they still needed them to work. They didn't kill all of them.
They
didn't
kill all of them. But they killed a bunch. Fuck it. They raped them. All the torture they went through. I don't really be understanding how you say something about some Jews and they be, all right.
Okay, what are Jewish people though?
They white. I don't even know. They're not all white.
They're Jerusalem.
What are we talking about?
How does this nigga know?
Is that sure for Jew? Is that what you said? Oh, fuck out of here. I don't think that's true. That is not true. Jerusalem is a fucking.
And we'll be back after this quick commercial
Israel,
break.
Right? Yeah, a city in Israel.
That's a fucking place.
I heard that. What's in the Bible? It says.
Yeah.
And they did.
And when niggas don't know, we go for that. I ain't letting that slide. Hell no. He was.
Y'all niggas off the chain.
Let me end that. All I'm just trying to say is, bro, people, they tell us to get over slavery. And when somebody, like a white person, say the N-word or any kind of weird shit, we're supposed to be forgiven. But you do some shit to a Jew, your ass is cut off. Nick Cannon got fired, nigga.
Anti-Semitism thing. Yeah, don't play about that.
Man, but the black community get shit on.
They gonna cancel $100 million nigga Nick Cannon.
Yep.
And you just throwing the sands real zesty shit, nigga. We some thousandaires, nigga.
What?
Shut your ass up. I'm talking shit, dog. You a silly dude. Yeah. You was a silly, silly dude.
I don't even know what to say to y'all.
Right.
I don't got no
rebuttal. It's like, damn, we about to make a mean turn. Chameleons. Golly. Off the bat, right?
Y'all seen Judas and the Black Messiah?
I haven't yet.
That's a good movie.
What was it about?
Fred,
you can spoil it. You can spoil it for me. You care about spoilers?
No, I don't. But I've already saw it on Twitter. People talked about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's history.
What's popping? What's going on? Well, look, bro.
The story of Fred Hampton.
I heard it was more so like the story of the nigga that played, like that turned on Fred Hampton in a Black Panther party.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who killed him? The white people or the Black people?
The white people, the police. They assassinated him. But, yeah, it's a good movie.
The Black Panther. I thought Huey P. Newton like the founder of it?
He was. But Fred Hampton, he like led the Chicago chapter or some shit.
How do y'all feel about Al Sharpton speaking for black folks?
Like today? Or like in the past? I ain't heard much from that nigga recently.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he's like the go-to person. You know what I'm saying? Whenever shit pop off is... what's his name I just said?
Al Sharpton.
Yeah. Jesse Jackson and shit.
Yeah.
Who would you think is like a good representative? I'm blowed as hell, y'all.
I feel like for our generation, for the young niggas.
Yeah, that can speak for us.
I think it's like Sean King, Lil Bay Jazz. People go to him now.
Sean King.
I don't know if he speak, but if it's some.
Oh my God.
The white nigga.
He
kind of
looked
black.
Like T.I. a little bit.
Now you know what I'm talking about. The white dude.
All right. I don't know if he
speak for us, but like you see him on social media riling shit up, putting the word
for
out.
For sure.
I don't know who the fuck it is.
Y'all feel comfortable? I feel like.
He gets a lot of controversy though. They saying like he stole some money from a book and some other shit and some more shit.
He do.
It's a white dude.
And
we can't really tell his race either. He's like really like racially ambiguous.
Somebody offered him some money to.
No, a nigga lighter than you cannot speak for me.
And his haircut super low. Yeah. I can't stand when they do that. That low ass ball fade. You really can't tell. Like, damn. Damn, you kind of look like
you. Yeah, some curly hair. You saw me? I say Boosie.
Oh no, not for the people.
I need Boosie to speak.
Boosie speak for the niggas.
I vote Boosie in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then, you are disgusting.
Absolutely.
Boosie speak for the niggas.
I need Boosie speak the real.
He got to stop doing his interviews on Vlad though.
Why you?
Oh, they don't
like
care
Vlad.
About Vlad. Sucks. I hate his interviews.
Vlad, I don't know. He's just
maybe indicting niggas on the low.
He did say some shit about Farrakhan, you know, and not that I even know about that movement, but apparently he said some.
That nigga a Jew.
Vlad is a Jewish man?
I could bet money. I don't know, but I'm willing to throw it out there. All feelings.
Vladimir.
Yeah.
He
might be done. Yeah, he might be one on Hitler's side of that history. Vladimir.
Nigga on the other side.
That nigga might be on the other side. I'm back to you.
So
y'all cool with old boy? Boosie is my vote.
I wouldn't vote Sean King. I'm just saying.
Okay, who would you vote? Who best represents you? J. Cole.
I wouldn't put a rapper in that predicament. I want a nigga that's like.
Ooh. Like a real activist out here.
Yeah.
Doing anything.
I put the nigga that run New Era Detroit. I would rather him run some shit.
Speak. I don't know nothing about him.
Yeah, I know you don't.
I don't know nothing about him.
I heard about him, though. He be doing like shit in the hood, like his little giveaways and stuff.
Okay.
I heard about him.
Is that who you gonna put in too?
No, I don't know nothing about that man, but but I heard of him though.
You like fucking me, nigga.
I'm for the people, goddamn.
Right.
So look, did y'all see the new clout move 6ix9ine did? When we ran up on Meek.
Mm-hmm. Man, they was both Social Security, Secret Service down. I ain't trying to hear none of that. They had so many people in the between them.
Yeah, it was definitely like a mean ass basketball team. 5-on-5. What do you think about the situation? Who do you think won the situation? Do you think it was dumb?
No, there's no winner in the foolishness. There's no winner. I just feel like if y'all ain't gonna fight, which is probably not gonna happen anyway because of like how protected 6ix9ine is, then like, what are we doing? Is this for fun? Are we doing this for Twitter? And, you feel me? Like, fight or don't fight.
6ix9ine won. He won on the strength that it did what he wanted. He got a lot of views off that shit. He picked the right person to go after. Meek can't do shit. Meek can't jaywalk.
Yeah, he going straight to jail.
You know what I mean? They tried to give him 20 years for riding a bike, you know, on his dirt bike shit. So that nigga can't do shit. That's the perfect person if you want some clout, if you're going to say some shit because he can't fight you back. That nigga is a snitch. He going to tell immediately. Mm-hmm. You going to jail. So that's the perfect person to go after. He can't go after no real street nigga. And Meek is out of that life at this point, I would think.
I would hope.
Yeah, like he do all this prison reform shit. You can't still be in the streets if you're trying to reform the prisons.
Bro.
But it was corny nonetheless.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. It was corny. But 6ix9ine definitely won that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is,
granted, what's the goal here? What are they doing to
at the end of the day, the whole thing was clout. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You should know public relations. You feel me? You know what it's all about.
He got a publicist in his ear.
Go to this restaurant. You want this next song to bang, right? Yeah, no. Right. First off, Meek let all the dark skinned niggas down nationwide.
What did you expect from him to do in that situation?
He's supposed to conduct himself like a man. And he should have addressed old boy. Now, I'm not saying that he should have shot him. I'm not saying that he should have fought him. But if you telling me that there's a nigga that I'm talking shit about, I openly talk shit about this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He knows where I'm at, and this nigga waited for me to show up or to leave or whatever the hell. Then he run up on me. The nigga run up on me! You feel me? And you a hoe. You a hoe. I mean, like, nah, bro. I don't care. Now, granted, all five of them niggas, all 10 of them niggas, some big ass niggas. Meek would lose against all 10 of those niggas. But, I mean, bro, there's no way, at least me, there's no way I can talk shit about a person, see somebody, and just... Nah, I'm going to come up to you like, look, I just want to reiterate, you's a hoe-ass nigga.
Not reiterate.
No, you know what I'm saying? I say it online. I say it in my music. I see you. It's rare that I see you. COVID reasons, you know. Mm-hmm. You's a hoe-ass nigga. Mm-hmm. And all you got to do is just let the little nigga swing on him first, and then now it's self-defense. You know, and he would have been, and people was making an argument, yeah, no, you know what I'm saying? Me, he got shit to lose. He got shit to lose. My nigga, well, you would have made a bigger stand, or your impact would have been way bigger if it was just like, yeah, I'm about to dot this nigga shit. I'm probably about to get a year, 2 years, or whatever the fuck. I got
over 6ix9ine, little colorful hair ass. I'm not doing no time.
It's what you represent. Now, check it, right? This nigga beat up Safari, fam.
Did he?
Meek beat up a Safari?
His entourage beat up Safari. You know what I'm saying? Like, my nigga, like, you can't be out here just roo-rawing. It's like he know who to pick fights with. It's like, if that's you, that's you.
I pick a fight with Safari over.
Yeah, Meek didn't pick that fight. 6ix9ine was waiting on that nigga.
Bro, I understand.
Meek, Twitter finger ass afterwards.
So this is what you telling me.
Internet talking.
This is what you telling me, Darius. If you talking shit about a nigga,
right,
then everybody know you talking shit about the nigga.
Yeah.
And you just so happen to see this nigga in the club, bro.
It's on site.
It's on site.
Without a doubt.
Exactly.
But
it's no but to that. Yeah. It's no but to that. Then he sung a rap verse to me, nigga. That nigga rap at me. Well, what did he say? He sung the Pooh Shiesty.
The Pooh Shiesty.
I don't even know. I don't need security in the club,
nigga.
How much more disrespect can I take?
But he's saying it behind security, so how serious can you really take this?
I mean, I would have threw a
I would have tried.
You'd have punched a nigga's shoulder, bro, trying to reach over. Bro,
they would have got that footage of me like, oh, at least Rod tried. Rod tried to sneak that nigga. You feel me? But there ain't no way I'm going to talk shit and then just kind of freeze up after I find out you waiting for me.
Yeah.
You went through a whole lot of work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He disappointed. He got us talking about it now, though.
Yeah. That, you know, right. Because of who? 6ix9ine?
Yep. That nigga can get some content out.
His little single just ran it up too. Oh, what, he got a couple million in not even a day?
Oh, he gonna forever do numbers like that.
Hell yeah.
His album sales probably gonna be shit. Yeah, it's probably gonna be hard for him to get dope ass features, but.
Yeah. He got a documentary out on Hulu.
Hulu.
Really?
Yeah, I ain't seen it. I was watching Hulu last night and passed it up, mm-hmm. But I seen it.
I be seeing that ad. I ain't watching that bullshit.
We already know what he did. Out of
the nigga snitched. the nigga got famous and started snitching. Yeah.
All right. That's real. What's who is somebody that should be, since you in PR, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Who is somebody that should, what am I trying to say? Like, light should be shed on more. You know that you
in
don't
what
feel
industry?
Like, whatever industry.
I mean, I love rap music. I like street shit. So the first thing that I came to mind is like Sterl Gotti.
Okay.
I think he called.
He's here?
Yeah,
he's here. He prepared Sterl Gotti.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, y'all. Let me put you on. Yeah, he's sweet. He kind of gave me like a singer rap nigga. Cause like a lot of rap niggas is
like
doing
a Tootsie type of cat.
No. Like a young, that young boy style. Okay. Niggas on the auto-tune a little bit on the beat. But it's sweet though, because I typically don't like that type of music.
Okay,
but
yeah.
He do it nice.
He do it pretty smooth. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's too many people here in the D that
Yeah,
do
people
it.
In Detroit not really on that sound. Mm-hmm. It's just the Detroit sound, that hard shit.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Shout out Sterl Gotti.
You got some? You look like you. Damn. You fucked up my train of thought. So tell us more about you. You know what I'm saying? What's some more endeavors that you're trying to get into? Because you're relatively young, you know, so it's only up from here.
My recent endeavor, I just started an interview series called Sitting Courtside. My first episode drops tomorrow.
Okay.
So make sure y'all follow me on social media and subscribe to my YouTube page, Sitting Courtside. It's spelled C-O-R-T.
Okay.
Because that's how my name is spelled. So, yeah.
What type of, like, guests are you going to be interviewing?
Well, my first one on Clubhouse I did with Earl and the Beat. He a producer, Atlanta-based producer. You do a lot of stuff with QC.
Okay.
A lot of, like, Lil Yachty stuff. That was my first one. My second one was with Janai Hampton from Detroit Flower Company.
Okay.
It was
okay.
Right around Valentine's Day. She ran it up.
Mm-hmm.
People, yeah. Mm-hmm. She gonna touch him. She's a really good person. Like,
I'm hip to who she is. She got some dope content.
Super dope content. That was a really good interview. I can't wait for her.
She got, like, an actual store?
Yeah, she just opened a flower shop. It's not open to the public yet, but it's coming for sure.
All right, that's what's up.
I can see that happening too.
Mm-hmm.
Cause her shit kind of sweet. She do like shit with flowers. She didn't spell your name out.
She just said that.
Yeah, but that shit sweet.
It's not your Kroger flowers, nah. It ain't
that
your
Kroger flower.
Mm-mm.
Skill.
Mm-hmm. A lot of skill goes into it. Absolutely.
Off top. Well, look, you got anything you want to plug? Let people know your social media.
Oh,
you know, your whole nine.
Y'all can follow me at Courtney Alexa PR on everything, on all platforms. That's my same name on everything. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Sitting Courtside. Just fuck with me. I'm out here.
Look, I'm actually interested in it. I'm glad, you know, it's dropping tomorrow. So niggas got nothing to do on Sunday.
Make sure y'all tap in. Thank y'all for having me for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime. Well, look, it's your man's Ride to Dine. You know, follow your boy at Ride_DA_Dine_.
It's a lot of underscores.
You feel me?
Yep. Favorite nephew, Darius. Subscribe to the YouTube at your auntie's favorite nephews. Yeah, man. As always, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but here at your auntie's favorite nephews, we're entitled not to give a fuck.